What's going on, Fry Guys?
Happy Friday.
Happy weekend, and Woo. Welcome to another episode of Ketchup
with the Fries. I'm Luke.
And I'm Blair. I feel like this week has been like the calm before the crazy.
Yeah, that's true. Trying to gear up for your ventures coming up, and then we also have your parents coming up.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I have a lot of stuff happening soon.
I'm lining it all up for the people. They don't know our lives until we
tell them. I know, I was about to tell them.
I beat you to the punch. Is that what it is?
Beach to the punch. Yeah, I'm going to Mexico next week for only 4 days. Well, four days feels like a lot, but it's really like 2 days.
Oh, because you have two
like it's like
days
travel on the,
front
day. I get there at like 2 p.m. So like I have like
half a day.
It's like a night, two full days, and a morning.
Okay,
you know.
So we'll call it 3 days.
Sure. Yeah. 3 days.
We'll collectively call it 3 days.
For sure. Which, yeah, I mean, it's still going to be great and super fun. I feel like that just like, I'm like, is this the shortest vacation I've ever gone on?
I mean, no, we've had shorter, but I feel like also it is pretty short.
Yeah.
I do feel, like, is it going to be jam packed or is it just going to be mostly chilling, you think?
It's like half and half.
Half and half.
Chilling half the time. And then like we have some activities like
Mexico.
So I'm going with my management company. They invited all of their exclusive talent to go to Mexico to this resort there. They're kind of like working with a brand that like hosts vacations, whatever. So it's kind of like,
is it kinda like Trevor Trip?
It's like a retreat. No.
It's like Trevor Trip for a business for retreats.
No.
Yeah.
No, like like we could book a vacation with Beachbound. It's like a travel agent. Like they plan your,
okay.
Yeah. So I'm going with, I feel like I know everyone going, majority. I know like 80% of people going.
Just because of working with them?
Yeah, and also just like, yeah.
It boils down to, yeah.
But also like I knew most of them before working. Started, yeah, yeah, no, like I can you get your cold foot off of my leg? Thank you. I didn't like that. It's really icky. But yeah, so hopefully it's fun. It's very, very interested. I'm like, I'm trying to not go in with low expectations, but I'm also not trying to go in with high expectations.
I think it's okay to go in with low expectations though, because like, then you're always just, then you're just one up in it every time.
Because,
like, okay, okay.
And I'm not saying I have low expectations. I think I personally will have fun. My concern is you're going on a trip with 20 content creators.
Yeah.
When I go on vacation, like if I have to do any work where it's like, oh, I want to like, I mean, even if I don't have like a collab or work, like it's like I'm going on a trip. Of course, I want to shoot some content.
Right.
But like I like to get it out of the way and then like enjoy my vacation.
Get it in, get it done.
Whereas I know some people, it's like
every second,
24/7 creating content. Like
wake up, video.
Yes. And
brush
so,
your teeth, still videoing.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like, huh, I wonder how it'll be. Like, is it going to feel like a good balance or am I going to be like, can we do something without everyone taking it? You know, like,
out.
Like we're doing a sunset cruise, like, oh, fun. Or is it going to be photos the entire time of the sunset cruise?
Hopefully
you know what
not.
I mean?
Yeah. Hopefully there's a good balance. I think like, yeah, set your expectations low. Expect it to
but that's
be
the
that
thing,
way.
Like,
and then,
I'm excited about going and hanging out with everyone.
Right.
Like it's a great group of people, but it's more just like that. That side of it is what makes me be like, I guess we'll see. You know?
Yeah. No, I get that, and that's what I'm saying. Set those expectations low that it's always going to be cameras out, and then when it's not, you're going to be like, wow. Wow, look at this. We're doing it real quick and now we're enjoying our time together.
Or it's going to be cameras out the whole time.
And then you're just like, wow, it hit my expectations.
Yeah. Because here's the thing too. Like my ex-boss, because y'all know I like did some part-time stuff for my management company, no longer doing that. But she is still, so my ex-boss who is still manages me. Like she asked me like, can you help think of about like some ideas, like for like reels for like everyone to do? Like, I want like a few ideas. So it's like, even that it's like, okay, so she wants to like shoot content And then people have brand deals. And then people just want cute content. Like, I just feel like I just already days, going into it. Yeah, yes.
Just in 2 days, it's going to be a
lot. Exactly. That's if fair. It was a week, it'd be like, okay. Yeah. But 2 days, it's like everyone's going to be.
2 days.
Let's get to work. Photos, reels, videos. Like,
no, you're not allowed to pee, Janice. We gotta get some content.
Like, yeah, like I just have a feeling it's like, oh, let's go to dinner. Oh, wait, we have to make a reel before dinner. You know, like I just think it's gonna be constant, but maybe not.
I know, set that.
Maybe people will surprise me.
Yeah.
Well, that would be high expectations.
No, you set the bar low saying that.
No, but I'm saying me thinking, but maybe it's gonna be great. Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't wanna set too high of expectations and then just be annoyed.
Yeah.
So, but I don't want to have low expectations, like where I'm like not excited to go. So it's like I have mid expectations.
That's fair.
I'm excited to go, but I'm not banking on it being the best trip of my entire lifetime.
Right.
Cause honestly, the only thing is like I've done like not a ton. Like there's been like two other things I feel like I've done where it was like the similar situation where I was with a bunch of other content creators and it felt like that. So that's why I'm kind of like, we'll see.
That's fair.
As honestly, just keep here's the
positive
thing.
Vibes going.
Here's the thing. I don't care what anyone else does. As long as I have like one or two other people that are also wanting to just that like enjoy mindset. The resort. Yeah. Yes. That's then I'm like, okay, y'all go shoot content. I don't care.
I think you'll
I'm going to go
those.
Lay by the pool and drink a pina colada. Yeah.
Pina colada. Yeah.
And getting caught in the rain.
No, I think you'll definitely have people with that kind of mindset.
Yeah. I hope so.
So.
And then, my parents are coming to visit. Super excited about that. They'll be here for a week. Going to do a little Salt Lake City life. They're going to check out the new humble abode.
Heck yeah.
And then we're going to go to Moab for
the first time
two nights
ever.
I know. I can't believe we haven't gone yet.
I know. We've been slacking. It's but so I feel close. Like it's going to be perfect time too. Hopefully it's not going to be too busy and
no,
it's not going to
be
too cold but too hot. It should be perfect temp.
I think like May, end of May is when it starts getting busy.
Because everyone's out of school and all that jazz. Everyone's going on their family vacays down to Moab.
Yeah. And then it gets hot.
Hot.
All right. Well, let's dive into a little gratitude, shall we?
What are you thankful for?
Shoing. All right. What are you thankful for this week?
This week, I am thankful for another snowfall.
Oh, yeah.
We had a great day on Sunday with snowfall at Brighton. It was me, Blair, and four of our friends, two other couples, and it was just so much fun just for a solid...
That was my first time skiing with people besides you.
Really?
Yeah, I've never gone skiing with anyone else. Like, I've never gone skiing with a group.
It's so fun, right?
But mostly because we always go during the week
right?
And people are working, so it's like it's always just the two of us.
100%.
So I will say I was nervous going into it because I was like, oh man, we're going skiing on a Sunday. Like, it's going to be absolutely nuts. Sunday afternoons is where it's at.
Dude, and that's the thing. I'm just going to put it out there. If you're coming out here to ski, obviously you're going to want to ski as much as you can, but if your parking situation is nuts up in the canyons and stuff on weekends, if you go past 1 o'clock, you're still getting 3 solid hours of skiing and it's still great snow.
If you go on Saturday, at Brighton, they have night skiing on Saturdays.
Oh, they have night skiing
every day but Sunday. So yeah, you can ski till 8 p.m., 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Oh, dang.
I think, yeah.
But yeah, so it's like, the situation of parking is the biggest issue right now, especially in Salt Lake with everyone, the locals, and not being able to get up. You got to pay for reservations and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, you go up in the afternoon, it's just wide open.
Yeah.
There's always people leaving because the early birds get in and they get out and by like noon. It's like spots keep opening up. So when we went up on Sunday, it was just perfect.
Yeah.
All of us lined up right at the same time. We actually drove up with two other people, but we met our other friends up there, got on the lift. We just hit it for a solid 3 hours. And it was so fun. It's so fun skiing with a group of people because you're just like, all right, we'll meet at this lift. And then you just go.
Yeah.
And you try to stay together.
I did every run by myself pretty much. Because they were all like going through the trees and going and doing this and this. And I'm just like staying on the groomers.
Hey, she was crushing it with her new skis and stuff. And just
it was
it
a
up.
Great powder day.
It was really good.
It was fluffy. Like I said, it wasn't too busy.
Right.
Dude, when I did my last run, I literally was I didn't see a single person around the whole run. I was like, am I going to the right?
Right.
Like, am I on Where the right mountain?
Exactly.
I was like, I hope I, cause that was the one too. So second to last run, they're like, okay, we're going to meet somewhere else this time. We're meeting at this lift. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to just take this down, this green, whatever. See y'all at the bottom. Well, I get there and I'm like, because I had actually been first to arrive at our meeting spot, like every time.
Right.
It's because I'm just going straight down the mountain. They're like carving through trees, going, doing all this stuff. Some of them are falling because they're going over crazy jumps. And so I was always the first. So I get down there and I'm like, oh, I'm first again. And then like 2 minutes go by and I'm like, maybe I should call Luke because I don't know. This doesn't feel quite right. I'm pretty sure they said we were meeting where we started. This is definitely not where we started.
Right.
So then I called you and you were like, yeah, we're over here. And I'm like, okay, I'll make my way. And then I start walking and I'm like, this is going to take me probably like 5 minutes to walk. Cause I couldn't just like ski over to y'all. Like I had to pretty much take my boots off and walk. Cause it was up a little hill. So I'm like, y'all go, I'll either like catch up with you at the top or not. But like, it's not like I'd been skiing with y'all anyway. So I was like, I'll just go to the top. I'll come back down. And so it was that run where like I started the run by myself and like literally nobody was on the mountain. And I was like, am I going the right way?
Am I the only one?
Because I asked some people, like I was like, do y'all know if this is like a blue or a green? Cause I'm like, I'm cool with blue and green. I just want to make sure I'm not about to go on a black, you know?
Right.
And he was like, what did he say? He said something like he was like, oh, I think it's some, I don't remember. And so then I go and like everyone else is going the other way. And I'm like, I feel confident that this is the way I'm supposed to go. Once I started it, I was like, okay, this looks familiar. But like I said, there was nobody in sight. Huh. And I'm like looking behind me, looking in front of me. I'm just going down this mountain. Like, I hope it
shredding
leads
it,
to where it should. And sure enough, it did. And yeah, so I found you guys, but it was a great day.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then on Tuesday, I went up with my buddy that I work with and we went to snowboard and it dumped like 20 inches in the past 2 days, just completely fresh. And he knows the mountain very well. And we were just ripping from we got first chairs. We got up and I think we stopped around 2 o'clock and went to the spa for like 30 minutes, but
the spa
for 5 hours, we were just going through like everything that was untouched. Like we didn't touch a groomer. The only reason we touched a groomer was to get to these places. We were going through the trees. It was like up to my waist in certain areas and you're just floating on clouds and like, you just get done. You just like stop real quick and you just fall over and you just fluff. Just lost in the sauce of the snow. And it was just an incredible day. It was cool. Like, I'm thankful for him, too, because he just showed me stuff that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
And it was the greatest ski day I've ever had in my life. It was just nonstop powder.
You make me nervous, though, with all that stuff.
Amazing runs and everything. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep doing it.
I see too many videos amazing. On my Instagram of people that like do those untouched areas and fall down and get buried 6 feet. They don't die because obviously the videos happen and get posted. So somebody found them, but it's so scary.
It's awesome.
So when you're we're untouched territory. Powder up to my knee. I'm like, oh gosh, that seems scary.
No, I don't have any fear in it at all. It's amazing.
Well, I do.
It's like, so like, it was really cool too.
Cause we dog mom, we've talked about this.
It was really cool too. Cause like we were like halfway through our day and he was just like, we just stopped like where we were on this incredible run. He's like, dude, you want to say a prayer? I'm like, yeah, let's say a prayer. So we just stayed a prayer in the middle of a mountain and it was just the most peaceful. You can't hear anything. It was like complete silence and just snow falling. And we're just two dudes hanging out in the middle of a mountain amongst incredible snow.
That's awesome.
And it was just like a cool feeling. It just like, our day was amazing. It was just, again.
Hey,
like,
as long as you're asking the Lord for protection.
And that's
I guess
why I don't have fear.
That's all I can do.
That's why I don't have fear. I mean, if you live in fear, you're not going to enjoy cool things when it's in front of you. So it was awesome. So yeah, definitely thankful for our day on Sunday with all of us and together, and then my day on Tuesday just being able to ski again. So thankful for snow and the beautiful playground.
It was a good, like, I mean, there could be another snow dump, but like, it was a good, like, we had a taste of spring. It was like 60 degrees. And then it was like, okay, it's supposed to snow again. So it was kind of like, okay, we at least have one more good snow dump for the season. And we got to enjoy it. Now I'm like, do I want another? Or like, am I kind of content moving forward to spring?
I know. I'm kind of on that edge too. I'm like right on that teeter. I'm like, yeah, that was an incredible day and I'd love to do it again. But also that taste of the 60, 65 degree weather was incredible.
Like, so my neighbor, she's awesome. She just had a baby. And so she's on maternity leave right now. And so though it was like literally 2 days in a row that were like 60s, sunny, amazing. They also have a dog. And so we like, I did like work stuff in the morning and I was like, I can probably take a break like around like 1 o'clock. I'll probably be like free. And 2 days we like met up, we're neighbors, but like she came over one day, I walked over one day, we had the pups, so they're just running around the yard playing. We the first day I made a little cocktail for us, the second day she made a little cocktail for us, she's got the baby, we're just like sitting like outside,
stay at home moms,
literally. Yeah, that's what it felt like.
housewives of Daybreak.
Yeah. That's the good thing about working remote. I'm like, you just tell me when I can take a break and then I can get back to work if I need to later on. But yeah, we like made delicious cocktails. We're just sitting out on the patio, chatting, dogs playing, her little baby sleeping. And I'm like,
what more can you ask
for? This is the life. I'm going to be so sad when she goes back from maternity leave. And I'm going to be like, oh, this was so fun.
I know.
It's 1 o'clock. Where's our cocktail?
I know. But I think she works 4 days a week. So, I mean.
Yeah. She might have a day, but
day off on that day off Friday. Let's go.
I know. Or even weekends.
Yeah,
but
it's
just great because the puppies love playing with each other. Yeah. And it was fun. Man, what am I thankful for? I had two things. Do you remember what I was thankful for last week? Was it my smoothie drink?
Yes, I think you were.
I don't know if I said this or not. If I did say this recently, oops, I'm still thankful for it. I am just so thankful for our friends that we have here in Salt Lake City. Like, I think when we were kind of like gonna leave Salt Lake City, like, I mean, it's been no secret that like for a while since we've been traveling, it was like it always felt like community was the one thing lacking. Like we were getting to live in all these awesome places, but like we just never like had a solid group of community. And I feel like that was one of the things that like pulled us or like led us to staying in Salt Lake City in the first place. Like one, we were like, we freaking love it here. Like
love it.
The mountains, the city, like everything about this place we love. But then also we were like, we have friends here that are like great, you know? And I just feel like even since officially moving here, like are just like friends. I don't know. Like, it's like we hang out with them all the time. Like last night we went to some friends' place just like for dinner. We played some games.
Monday
like,
night we went to watch the Bash with Jill and Chase.
Monday like, night. Sunday we went skiing with some friends. Like I will say the one thing is like, which it's kind of weird too. All of our friends here are couples and not because we like only seek out couples, but like that's just.
Oh, you're single? Sorry, but I can't.
Yeah, sorry. We can't hang out with you. But like, all of our friends are couples, but we always hang out with like one couple at a time.
Right.
And I'm like, I want to host like a dinner, game night, something.
Bless you.
Excuse me. Thank you. I want to host like a dinner, game night, whatever, and invite all the couples.
Yes,
you know, like I'm like, because I love hanging out with them all individually, but I'm like, I want to have, and I think part of it is because like in high school, in college, post-college in Nashville, like I've always had like a friend group, you know? And I just like, there's something about it to be like, hey, everyone, we're going to brunch at this spot Saturday, like invite everyone. And it's like, it could be like a big group, you know, rather than like always just like hanging out one-on-one. Cause even like before we met Corinne's fiance, I only ever hung out with like just her one-on-one. Uh-huh. And I just like, I'm, cause even then I'm like, then I can have a girls' night and be like, hey, all you girls, come on over.
Yeah, sure.
But it's like, we always just hang out like with each couple individually. So
we
that's
haven't done
why,
it yet. We've been talking about it, but I would love, I agree.
Maybe
I would
once love my parents, to. After my parents visit, like April, we can do that. Cause it'll be nice weather too. We can like,
we'll have our furniture outside.
Keep the balcony. Exactly. We'll have our balcony furniture. People can sit out there. People can sit inside. It's going
to
be great.
Pick your spot where you want to sit, people. There's so many seats to choose from.
But yeah, I'm just very thankful for all of our friends we have here. Cause it like kind of, I don't know. It's weird. Like we've had friends other places we've lived, but it just hasn't felt like, what am I trying to say? Like since Nashville, obviously Nashville, loved Nashville. I don't know. Like, I just like genuinely love hanging out with them and it like, they like feel like our people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, for sure.
Like, it's not just like, oh yeah, let's hang out with them because like we know them. It's like, no, like these are like my people. They're the type of people I want is like lifelong friends. Yeah. We have the same interests and hobbies. Like, it's not just always like going in eating dinner. It's like, we'll go like do a hike, go ski, like doing activities. So like, I don't know, but I'm thankful for our friends.
I am too. I think that's a great, it's a great thing we have going on here. Yeah. I'm definitely thankful for that.
Yeah. All right. So I know we wanted to talk a little bit about reality TV this week because
there's a lot going on.
One, Bachelor finale happened.
And we're suckers for some reality TV.
And two, we have become hooked on a brand new show.
Oh.
We'll get to that. But first, before we get to the reality talk, in case people don't care or don't watch, I want to play a little Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
And one of the questions ties into one of the shows.
Oh, okay.
So.
What'd you get?
We've got four questions.
Cuatro.
Would you rather have a second home that's smack dab in your favorite city? So where are we thinking? Lisbon?
Sure.
Or like maybe somewhere in the U.S. Where's your favorite city in the U.S.? Do you even know?
Here, honestly.
But like we live here. It's the second home.
Oh, geez. Lake Tahoe. That,
oh, that's kind of...
That's not a city though. Dang it.
Yeah, I'm like that kind of...
I don't want a house in the city, so I already answered
so
that
you're
question.
So you're going to go the second one?
I don't want to live in a city.
Would you rather have a second home smack dab in your favorite city? Or have a second home in the middle of nowhere in the mountains.
Middle of nowhere. I would love to have a home in the middle of nowhere.
But like, where are we talking middle of nowhere? You can't be like middle of nowhere, Lake Tahoe. Like, that's not the middle of nowhere.
No, like, I think it'd be cool to be like an hour out from a ski resort. That's okay. In the middle of nowhere. So say like Jackson Hole, middle of nowhere, Wyoming, middle of nowhere, Montana. You're close to Big Sky. Like that type of middle of nowhere where you're secluded.
But you can
go
still
to a cabin, but
stuff.
You can get the stuff. Okay. Yeah. Like that would be a dream.
Yeah.
100% not touching a city. I don't need be in a city. That it's no.
But what about Lisbon? Have a second home in Lisbon.
Like that would be cool. I do love Lisbon, obviously. So that's a
like we could
play.
Go stay in Lisbon whenever. My thought though, I think I'm going middle of nowhere as well. I think like if I'm going to my favorite city, granted. It's tough for us because, yeah, Lisbon, it's like, how often are we going to go to Lisbon? I think having like a mountain house in the middle of nowhere is just so, it's more exciting to be like, invite your friends and be like, hey,
we're going to go
into our cabin for a week, bring your skis. We're an hour from this place. And like, there's something about like, honestly, when I go on like a getaway trip, I love staying at the house, like, and just hanging out with people. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
cooking dinner,
especially if there's a hot tub involved.
Yeah, I was gonna say you need a hot tub at your destination.
But like that'd be like my ideal. Like if we were like, hey, let's plan a couple's getaway with some friends. Like I want to rent a cabin that has a hot tub, and we like stay in and cook dinner, wake up, make a big breakfast, play games, all that stuff. But then, like you said, like we're close enough to something where we can go out,
correct,
but not like be in a big city. So I think we're on the same page.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page too.
I mean, with life, we'll never be able to afford a second home,
yeah,
but
not.
It's fun to play the game. Okay. Would you rather travel to the past or travel to the future?
Past.
Okay. And where, when would you go? Like, what?
Am I the same age right now as I am in the past? It's kind of like the question we had last week or week
before. I think it's kind of like a out of body experience. Like, you're just getting to go experience it and see it. You're not like staying in there. You're not like staying in the past.
Oh, okay. Then
you're like time traveling.
I'd probably go into the future then if I'm not staying there.
Like, so yeah, it's like you could either like go back to like.
Like the eight freaking Civil BC. War, like 1800. Yeah, BC. Okay, yeah.
Like, or yeah, go to the 70s. Like, I want to see what life was like in the 70s. Yeah. You know? Or do you want to go forward to the year 3000 and meet the Joe Bros great, great, great granddaughter?
I think I'd probably go to the future just to see what the heck happens.
Here's my thought.
And then bring that knowledge back to where I am now and be able to make something different.
Yeah.
If it's not good or if it's bad.
That's my that's my thought is like going to the past, I think would be a cool experience.
You learn a lot from what
going was to the future could be scary.
For sure.
Like
you go to the future, it's just fire everywhere.
Or just freaking robots everywhere. Yeah. That's what I'm envisioning. It's kind of like our talk
everyone's a robot, but their head is a human head because they could save their
body. Like,
no one dies. Everyone just turns into a robot because that's how what technology and medical has turned into.
But I do think, I kind of agree though that like going to the future is like unknown. Past, it's like it'd be cool to experience it. Like, oh, I'd love to go like to a party in the 90s and like see what it was like or something. But we kind of know like what they wore, what they did. Like going to the future is truly just like, what is it like?
Like, we have no idea.
I think I'd go to the future too.
Yeah, I think future would be a bit good bit.
Okay, next one. Oh, this one's pretty tough. I feel like this one is easy to say what you like. You know what you should answer it, but if it was reality, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, would you rather have a job that you love, that you make $50,000 a year salary, or have a job you hate that makes $500,000 a year salary?
So, this is right now, right?
What do you mean?
Like, so I'm only going to be able to make $50,000 in the economy we are in right now.
Uh-huh.
I go $500,000 and bite the bullet.
A job you hate?
Because then I can just be done with it.
Oh, like work for like 10 years?
Yep.
However many years?
Not even.
That's smart.
Because then...
See, but you see what I mean? Like,
I totally get what you're
saying. When you read it, you're like, oh, I feel like I should choose happiness. But like...
But you can't... Like $50,000 is not livable, it seems like. It's very tough. It's tough right now to live on $50,000.
Yeah.
So in my mind, you're loving your job. You have like... If you can carpet... I can never say that word.
Compartmentalized.
Yeah, if I can do that and like, my work sucks, but I can still have a good life and like make the most of it outside of job.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer.
That was what I was literally just about to say is like, you might love your job, but then you'd come home
like
and things
bills?
Could be tough because, yes.
Where am I going to pay
whereas
my next bill?
Whereas you hate your job. It sucks because your job is majority
of your life. Yeah.
Majority of your time though.
True. It's yeah. So,
but that's the one that like I would want to be able to say like, oh, I would choose the happiness on like what I love, but $50,000. But then like when you really think about it, it's like $500,000 a year to be kind of miserable doing what I do. But and like what you said, you could like retire early.
Yeah, you put away all that money.
Maybe I should have done it less. Maybe I should have done like. A job you hate that makes like $150,000 a year. That would have been a little more tough.
Yeah, but. For sure. But no, that's where my head is for sure.
Okay.
I would take that just to get the money, save it where I need to, and then I can live my life.
Please. All right. Last question. I have a feeling I know.
What is it? Yeah.
Well, I was going to do either. Just say it. Like, do you have any interest or like not like actually but like in this game? Do you have any interest on going on Big Brother or The Circle or no?
In real life?
Yes.
I don't think I'd do Big Brother. I think I'd go more Circle.
Okay. So now that's what I kind of thought. So my question is, would you rather go on The Circle or Traitors?
Dang. I will say right up.
Y'all, so Traitors is the show we're now obsessed with.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about
it. So freaking good. So I wanted to see, would you rather go on The Circle or Traitors?
So the Traitors is cutthroat. I could not be a traitor.
So you think?
I think I would, my tells are way too obvious. Like my emotion, like my facial expressions, it'd be tough for me.
Yeah.
But it'd be so fun. Like I would emotionally not get it. I don't think I would get involved with like, I think I could distinguish between the game and I'd be pissed off in certain situations. Yeah. But like, I think I would be, I think I could understand game.
Yeah.
And not be emotionally attached to be like, oh, why did you do this?
Yeah.
But like, no, I could be like, oh, that was a great gameplay. Like in the moment. Yeah. Mad. But
for sure.
At the end, like retrospect, I'd be like, yeah, that's a great game move.
Yeah. I am torn because they're totally different shows and vibes.
For sure.
Because it's like, going on the circle is way more lighthearted, fun. People get to see your personality.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, I think I'd thrive more on the circle.
I think you'd be better at the circle.
But I think experience-wise, it would be a cooler experience to play Traitors.
I just like the games, too. Like, I think I would love to do Big Brother in the sense of
the challenges. That's
it'd
the thing. Yeah,
so
the circle.
Fun.
It's like you're drawing a wedding dress on a piece of paper.
Yeah,
like
it's nothing wild.
And you're by yourself the whole time. Uh-huh. Like watching the circle is very fun, but like actually, and filming it isn't bad. Like you don't really get like, you don't really have, maybe you do, maybe I'm wrong. I don't feel like going on the circle, you don't leave with like trauma.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I feel like Big Brother, Traitors, those types of shows, everyone leaves. It's Big like Brother, you're secluded for
90 days.
Yeah, sorry. I almost said 180 days. 90 days. No contact with the outside world. People are betraying you. You don't know who to trust. Like,
just
it's like mental warfare. Yes.
Destroyed.
Circle, it's like 20 days. Not even. Probably like 10. I don't know how long they film for. I think it's like 2 weeks of filming. But like, it's like lighthearted and fun.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
I think you would be better. I would like you to be on that show.
The Circle?
Because I don't want you to be mentally destroyed. Because you would be mentally destroyed.
No, but also like, I'm the same way of you of like, I think I'd be able to play, to be able to see it as gameplay.
After watching all the game shows?
Yeah.
I think so too.
Like you have to kind of go into it.
Like realizing like this is a game.
Yes.
And you have to be able to really separate it.
Yeah. But I think if I, like, let's say tomorrow someone was like, hey, Blair, we want you on a show. You get to choose Circle or Traitors. I'd probably go Circle.
Yeah.
Because I think I would be like, honestly, if I'm thinking of it as like, okay, this could be like an opportunity. I would want people to be able to like see my personality.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go on Traitors where I'm just like,
I'm going to kill you.
It's just all serious. And you're like, I'm a faithful. You're a traitor. Like, you know?
Right. No, I think you'd thrive on the Circle.
Thanks. Me too. Yeah. Let's go audition. So we have been hooked on Traitors.
Hooked.
Like, we already finished season one.
We just started like 5 days ago.
Yeah. We definitely started it since the last podcast or else we would have talked about
100%.
It. 100%. It is so good, you guys. Like, if you, the premise is,
I'll say this. If you guys have ever played the game of Mafia growing up or like even now, it's pretty darn similar to that. It's just in the sense that there's someone that kills someone.
And you're trying to figure it out.
And there's lay people, or in this game it's called Faithfuls.
Yeah.
So it's like, and you're trying to figure out who is killing people.
Yes, you're trying to figure out who the traitors are. And it's fun too, because if you like reality TV, you will recognize a lot of familiar faces on the show. There's people from Bachelor. There's people from Big Brother, Survivor,
Housewives.
Real Housewives. Yeah, like kind of all over the map, which I actually didn't really know. Like, I thought, I knew there was like a few people, but like I didn't know it was majority. Season two, it's all celebrities.
Yeah.
Which is really fun because like the ones you know, you're like, oh, this is cool to see them in this scenario. But yeah, they're basically, people are betraying, people are turning their, like, backstabbing, people are lying. Like, it's just so entertaining to watch.
It's so good. There's challenges, there's...
Yeah, they win money, and then, I guess the, like, premise of the game is to get rid of all the traitors. And if at the end of the game...
Or get rid of all the faithfuls.
Yeah, for whichever side you're on. So at the end of the game, if it's all faithfuls remaining, they split the money. But at the end of the game, if any traders are there, the traders get the money.
Right.
So,
it's wild.
So there is money on the line. But yeah, dude, just watch it. It's so good.
Either it's on Peacock or yeah. It's on, I guess it was live. What was it, live on Bravo?
I don't know for sure. Or
is it
think
a Peacock
it's a,
original? It might be a Peacock original.
It could be. My thought that my reasoning behind thinking it was a Bravo show is because Andy Cohen
hosted
the reunion and he hosts Bravo show. Like he's okay. Like the father of Bravo. Like, so I was like, oh, is this a Bravo show? Why is Andy Cohen hosting it? But maybe, I don't know. It could yeah. be a Peacock original, but maybe they just thought he would be a good host, which he is. He's great. But yeah, so Traders is our new obsession. It's yeah. so good.
Highly recommend if you're into game shows.
And then let's do a quick little Bachelor recap yep. finale before we log off for the weekend.
Log off.
What were your thoughts? Okay, first of all season they've been teasing something happens that has never happened before. Did you feel like what ended up being lived up to the hype or no? Were you kind of let down?
I mean, I thought they were just blowing steam like they always do.
Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, oh, they're just saying this just to hook the audience yeah. and make them think it's actually. But then it actually was the first time something ever happened on Bachelor Nation, which is,
yeah,
or on just in Bachelor. So it wasn't like crazy climactic,
uh-huh.
but it was still climactic.
Like it was like a little bit of a twist. To.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, so I was happy with it. And I was like, I mean, I fell off the couch watching it. I started on the couch and by the end of the show,
Luke started next to me on the couch and then he's kind of like on the edge of his seat on the couch. And then he moved to the floor back against the couch. Then he proceeded to just scoot closer and closer to the TV. And I'm like,
I don't know. It just sometimes like sitting on the floor.
Literally by the end of the night, he's like 5 feet from the TV on the floor. It's so
like
funny.
A little kid like looking up at the
yeah,
TV.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
No, I agree. Like, it's funny because somebody did kind of point out like, okay, if you take away the fact that Daisy went to Kelsey's room and they like rode together, it really was like a cookie cutter finale.
Right. You knew
like,
exactly
so it really
wasn't
like that crazy, but it did like when Kelsey opens the door, you're like, oh,
yeah.
And it honestly, it was kind of weird. Like it she's like, weird. What's your relationship? Oh, so listen to this.
Okay.
Kelsey and Kelsey and
Joey.
I've been watching Traders yeah. too much, Peter. Kelsey and Joey went on Chicks in the Office podcast. And they were like asking a bunch of questions. So I didn't notice this, but some people did, even the girls watching Chicks in the Office. So supposedly when Daisy went in the room, did you notice a note on the table?
No.
There's apparently like a really long written note on the table. And as Daisy's walking in, Kelsey grabs it and moves it. And they asked, what was the note? And it was a note from Joey.
Saying and that you were it. Basically.
I think they said it ended with like the note ended something about her, something with the word wife. Like it was like, you are everything I want in a wife. Like it was something very validating. Like right. he wrote her this letter as like a final piece that he wanted to give her validation. And Daisy comments because they like put this clip from the podcast on their Instagram.
Right.
And Daisy commented and said, don't worry, I saw the note with like the eye emoji. And I was like, that's hilarious. But
whoa.
So I think that, yeah, it's also so interesting to me too. Like they love to make you think that the lead really has no idea up right. until the last second. And then you hear all the things after yeah. of like, yeah, I did this. I knew it was Kelsey day one, not day one, but like Joey also talked about something he did for Kelsey as like validation early on in the season. Like, so it's like once you start hearing, it's like Kelsey kind of knew it was her for a while.
Right.
And so it's, yeah, I just always love hearing the after because I'm like, there's no way they really are that torn, but like they can't just have a season where the whole time he's like, yeah, it's Kelsey.
Well, look at Claire.
I'm going to go on a group date today, but like it's what?
I said, but they can look at Claire's season. It was a total bust. She ended up like a quarter into it. She's like, it's what's his name?
But also, supposedly Tayshia was at the resort from day one of Claire's season.
Oh, so they already knew that was going to be a bust.
It was kind of like they
already figured it out.
That, or they could have talked her into it. Pick Dale, like leave with Dale. That'd be great TV. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I just always think from a producer mindset.
True.
I think because of like having that background in television and like knowing a lot. Yeah. I don't know. So like, I always like to watch it and think like even the finale. It's like meeting the parents. Daisy, oh my gosh, it looked so amazing. And then Kelsey, there was some bump, hiccups. And I'm like, they're for sure wanting us to think.
For sure.
It's Daisy. So then like, oh my God, what? It's Kelsey, you know? Like, I just, when they are so obviously pushing at the end, like you when it's picture perfect with somebody, I'm like, it's not her. It's not the her. Other yeah. one. They want you to like kind of be shocked, confused. So yeah, I always love
keep a good TV.
Yeah, so I always love listening to like the aftermath of like the small things that like he in this instance, the small things Joey did for Kelsey the whole season to keep giving her validation of like, because she even said after Malta, she was like, "Oh, I knew that." Like she was like, "I didn't care if I got a group date rose. I didn't care if I got this." Like she's like, "I knew I was safe," you know. So it's like. He obviously was giving her a lot of validation and like doing special things for her to give her that.
Joey was a great bachelor.
He was.
I liked him a lot. He was very like respectful.
Mm-hmm.
And people obviously like even Daisy was like respecting the fact that like it was them.
Yeah.
Like he just did a really good job of not leading them on.
I loved what Kelsey said about people view this show as a competition.
Right.
And really, it's just who's the most compatible for Joey. Because I'm like, yeah, that's so true. Like, I mean, and honestly, I feel like the people on the show kind of view it as a competition a lot of times. Like, they're like, I wanted to make it to Final Four at least. Like, you know, and
it's like, that was your.
But I think Daisy did view it that way. Like, she was like, oh, was this on the show or a podcast? I don't know. Did you hear Daisy mentioning when they looked at each other? That might have been after the final rose. Yeah. Okay. When they looked at each other at the final three and she was like, the way they looked at each other, like she knew, you know? And so it's like, I think when you're in that situation, like even if you really like him and you see it, you're like, okay, like they should be together. And then last thought, Jen, Bachelorette.
I have no idea, dude.
You also like didn't watch the full season.
No.
You came in late, so you don't... I mean,
I saw her in the show, but I didn't, like, see her that much.
Like, enough?
Yeah.
I really like Jen. I don't know. I think...
I just truly don't know.
Yeah, like, I'm not, like...
This could be a bust. I'm not upset.
Yeah, I'm not like, oh, Jen. Like, I do like her, but I'm not like, oh, yes, Jen. Like, I think it was... I think everyone was kind of just like, oh.
Didn't see it coming.
Interesting. Yeah. So it's like, I'm not... Like, I'll watch it, of course. But I did hear that Maria was asked and turned it down.
Really? I mean,
and it seems like Daisy also turned it down. And don't quote me on this. It could have been photoshopped. Somebody posted like apparently Good Morning America, a post went up live that was like your new bachelorette Daisy. And then they like quickly deleted it. Almost like it was supposed to be Daisy and she backed out last second. Because also Jen during her interview, she said, yeah, when I got the call yesterday. So like she got asked to be the bachelorette the day before. Dang. Which is very like,
yeah,
usually they know a little longer, you know,
for sure.
Which would explain too why she didn't seem to have a ton of media training because her joke she made, it was kind of just like...
They're pretty flat. She tried. She gave
she
her...
She did. But so I'm like, interesting. I wonder if it was supposed to be Daisy and she backed out last minute.
Huh.
So I don't know. But I'm excited. I'll definitely watch it. Joey's season gave me a little bit more... I think Joey's season kind of revived Bachelor for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It was going really downhill and it was a really good season.
It's very fresh.
So I'm like, all right, I hope Jen... has another really good season.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We shall see.
Well, you guys, thank you for listening. We hope you all have a great weekend.
Yeah.
And we will catch up with you next Friday.
See you guys. Woo!